Cardinal Koch, you're speaking on this question, building on Nostra Aetate, 50 years on. Is it, in your view, possible to say that Nostra Aetate and the Church's change in attitude towards the Jewish world is perhaps one of the most significant developments of Vatican II?
Is one of the most important developments after the Second Vatican Council. But there are others, the ecumenism, the declaration of the religious liberty and other things. But I think that Nostra Aetate has changed the attitude of the Catholic Church in front of the Jews, of the Judaism. And there are many, many developments in these 50 years with very good situation for the relationship that we have today.
You're also pointing out that reflecting on the Catholic Church's relationship with the Jewish world is a theme that runs through other documents of Vatican II besides Nostra Aetate.
It's the joint of the Pontifical Council for the Promotion for the Religious Relation with the Jews. This commission has published three documents for deepening the Nostra Aetate, for implanting Nostra Aetate in the Church, in the diocese, and a declaration about the Holocaust, we remember. And as mentioned, the document of the Bible Commission of the Vatican about the Jewish people and his book, his holy book, in the New Testament. This was a very, very important work in the last years and is very important for the dialogue in the future.
The question of how much Christian anti-Semitism was responsible for the Shoah remains a difficult question, doesn't it? You mentioned the document, we remember. Have there been, do you think, very significant developments since then on this issue?
It's very clear that the anti-Semitism of the Nationalsocialism wasn't a Christian anti-Semitism, was a pagan attitude, a horrible pagan attitude. But the Catholic Church and the Christianity in Europe and in the world must have the question that I have contribute in the history to development of an anti-Judaism. That's an difference. And I think that also today we have tendencies of anti-Judaism, not only in the traditionalist sphere, but also in the progressist liberal sphere, when they make a clear difference between the labor attitude of the Judaism and the liberty of Christianity. We have some things, we have many attention of these tendencies.
Do you think the Church should therefore be doing more, should be more concerned about this, these new forms perhaps of anti-Semitism?
I think that's duty in the diverse regional and national situation of the churches. The bishops and the bishop conferences must be attentive to these tendencies. Here on the level of the universal church, we can only remember the duty of these tendencies.
At the theological level, you're also talking about the many improvements in the dialogue, but this question of the Church's mission of evangelization to the Jewish world, as you say, remains a very sensitive one, and new tensions again have resurfaced here, haven't they?
That's a very, very difficult question that we cannot answer in two sentences. Because firstly, it is need to make a difference between mission and give witness of the Christian faith. It's clear that the Christians want to give witness of faith everywhere. But the Catholic Church doesn't have a clear mission in front of the Jews, because they are convinced that The Judaism is an important issue in the history of salvation, and that the covenant that God have closed with this people is today valid and is not a thing of the past. But secondly, the most important question is the relationship between the Old and the New Testament. The New Testament have its roots in the Old Testament, and the New Testament must have a great respect in the view of the Old Testament. But on the other side, the New Testament have a new message. And how these two sides are in harmony, that's the very important question. And this is need to deepen this question in the conversation with the Jews.
You're traveling to Israel, aren't you, to meet with Jewish leaders there. What will be the focus of your discussions there?
This is need to deepen the relation with the chief rabbis in Jerusalem. There are just relations of many years, and is needed to have the personal relation, the personal contact with these responsibilities of the Jews people in Israel.